A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September 2nd, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about water rights.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
How can they take my own right? Because it's a right to have water. So if they take my rights, then I have to fight back. Rights are being demanded. So I have to demand that right. It's a right to have water. Then if someone takes my rights, then I will fight back. Whoever comes to disconnect it, then I will fight back and up to the last man, even to Kaskwere. Firstly, they must disconnect water from all these government institutions and all the ministers and all these thugs, including the president. They must go and disconnect water there. Because since 1980, I don't think Mugabe is paying anything.
Ukuthi babuye ezindlini sebevala amanzi kumele bakhangele futhi indaba zama-special cases ukuthi kulezinye izindlu ezayezilabantwana abancane labantu abadala sebegugile and lokuthi engavula maybe i-payment plan yokuthi thina sibe sibhadala njani mbijana mbijana kumbe sisayinelane loba yini esingayisayini ukuthi sithi hhayi ngenyanga ngenyanga sabe sikhiphe okungako kodwa amanzi bengabhali.
Aiwa, isusi nyaya mvura kwedu kwatinogara ku inotonetsa nototomuka pakati peusiku kuti tichere mvura ine ndogara kwaifield kunyuke nanuko saka ii dambudziko ro tinaro remvura ende mvura ikodzero dzemunhu pati muno mumvura ichidzikodzero dzemunhu.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the right to water.
Tensions are rising in the capital, Harare, and in Bulawayo over water rights. High Court Judge Justice Happias Joy today dismissed an urgent court application filed by residents challenging water disconnections. Residents argue that water is a constitutional right guaranteed by Zimbabwe's constitution. The city fathers, meanwhile, are arguing that water has to be purified and residents must pay the cost.
In Bulawayo, meanwhile, residents and the council are clashing over prepaid water meters. The local authority, that is the Bulawayo City Council, is arguing that prepaid water meters would actually help deal with the problems of estimated meter readings and reduce billing errors. But residents are not buying that argument.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kungakunjalo mfowethu.
Onguka Gibbs, nasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa nenyaya yemvura. Takatarisawo nebumbiro remitemo nekodzero dzevanhu. Nezuro, mutongi wedare High Court. Happias Joy vakatiwo nyaya yanga yaudzwa nevagari vemuHarare yekuti pamiswe nyaya yekuti vadzimirwe mvura kana vasina kubhadhara mitero haisi nyaya yechimbi chimbi nekudaro vakamboisendeka parutivi zvaakutorwa nevamwe sekuti zvinoreva izvo kuti makanzuru anenge akwanisa kuita madiro aJorgina achidzimira vanhu mvura yavo vanhu vanenge vasina kubhadhara vaye mitero kana kuti vanenge vaine zvikwereti nekudaro vagari vari kuti izvi zvinogona kukonzera kugedageda kwemeno uye zvinogona kuunzawo nyaya dzezvirwere zvakaita sana cholera nezvimwe zvirwere zvemudumbu asi kanzuro iri kuti aiwa mvura iyi inoda kucheneswa panoda kutengwa mishonga nezvimwe zvakadaro daro nekudaro kuti iite sekuti inowanikwa pachena zvinganetsa Gibbs
kwahlovo mfoyo zuro kandaba lingalithona njani lapha likhona tinangapha lo blessing hayi siyaphila sibili esikhuluma ngakho ke namhlanje ngamanzi siyakwazi ukuthi amanzi phela impilo nxa ungela manzi akula mpilo ohambayo kunangale ke eHarare idalele High Court liyenze isinqumo sokuthi lokho kade kufakwe ngabahlala khona eHarare ukuthi kumiswe ukuthi abantu bangabi la manzi bathe sibona ngazani akusiko into ebangayenza ngesiphangiphangi ngakho ke bathi hayi bangeke bakwenza lamhlanje ukuthi bakubone ukuthi kumele kumiso konoko so abanye bese bekhangelela nje ukuthi njengoba idala selithethele leso sinqumo lokho sokusitsha ukuthi phela icouncil singayenza santando ukuthi nxa ngabona ukuthi umuntu kabhadali bahle bamise amanzi kuzobuya ke sizwile khona ngalo kobulawayo bakhona bafuna ukujengisela bathi kukhanya ngazane okuhluphayo kakhulu yikuthi ke kulalokho kuthiwa ngama-water meters bathi ama-prepaid water meters bathi angavele ifakwe khona ngale kobulawayo bazangena ezitaladini kumangalise lokhu kukhangelele ukuthi kube khona ngolwesihlanu ye ngenani kuhlelo kwezulu kandaba nasi inombolo siyalinika yena leyi lisifonele kanye siyalifonela khona ngapho 001 202 619 2077 ye khulumani sizwe
I think Gibbs, we have our first two guests. That is Mr. Dewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer. He works with the Human Rights Watch. And we also have Mr. Meli Dube, who works with the Rights to Water campaign. That is in Bulawayo. Gentlemen, let me start with Mr. Dube. Good evening.
Good evening, blessing.
Thank you so much. I heard Mr. Mavinga there in the background. Evening, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Thanks, gentlemen. So let's talk about water. You know, water is a very important source for livelihood. But at the end of the day, you have to pay for it. So we are told that in Bulawayo, people want to go to the state to demonstrate against some measures being taken by council to introduce what are called prepaid water meters. And in Harare, Mr. Dube, we are told that there's a case that was going on in the High Court where a judge said, you know, that matter wasn't too urgent. So meaning that the council can actually cut off some water supplies to those people that are not paying for it. So what is your take on that?
Okay. I think let me express my take on the Bulawayo campaign. In 2013, in December 2013, 28 councillors who were sitting in the full council meeting on that day, one of them was absent, resolved that they were going to install prepaid water meters in Bulawayo as a water management system. In their resolution, they were superseding any other priority that they had put for their budgets and so forth, and thinking that this was an urgent program which they had to do. By whatever wisdom, whatever advice that they had gotten, they thought this is something that is going to work. But we quickly picked it because their minutes are availed to the citizens, are availed to civil society. Mm-hmm. And we started the campaign. We mounted a campaign. First of all, we engaged with them to tell them that this thing is not going to work for the reasons that I think I'll say out as we continue. But now there's been several engagements with councillors, individuals, and some senior staff in the council to try and show them that, you know, with this kind of a major policy shift, first of all, you need to consult people. They didn't consult anyone. And that goes flies in the face of local democracy. The principles of local democracy are lost instantly. And then secondly, there are then health issues that might come, especially looking at the socioeconomic conditions. People are losing their jobs, industries are closing, and this is a Kia economy. It is a Kwabanisa economy where people don't have definite sources of income, and they will not be able to meet such a system in terms of water. So we thought this will bring us cholera, bring us many diseases. Mm-hmm. And also, council did not conduct any research, and they are just coming up with a policy that is misinformed and mistimed.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, because the problem in Bulawayo is that of the council insisting that it wants to put prepaid water meters. Of course, we are keen to talk to councils, but phones have been a bit problematic. Mm-hmm. But we'll be able, we hope we'll be able to talk to some of the councillors about the reasons why, for example, they want to install prepaid meters and also to disconnect water. But Mr. Mavinga, let me come to you. There's an interesting article in the Herald newspaper today. It's an editorial comment, and it's titled Rights come with responsibilities. Let me just read a small portion of that article, and I quote, residents should understand that rights come with responsibilities, so their right to access water has a flip side in the form of the responsibility to pay for it. Although water is a natural resource, treatment and distribution cost the municipalities. How can the city council continue to supply the precious commodity if all residents decide that it is their right to simply access it without paying for it? Mr. Mavinga.
Yes, the Herald completely got it wrong on what human rights are. The right to water, there is no flip side that says it has to be paid for. And this is problematic because this kind of thinking, that false analysis that the Herald is peddling, is also within government. What needs to be understood is that a right is an entitlement for which the government of Zimbabwe needs to make provisions in terms of resources. The resources are available. The problem is endemic corruption and the looting of resources, which at the end of the day make it impossible for people to enjoy their right to water. But it is not at all about payment. What needs to be done is for government to make provisions. It's like the right to universal access to education, primary education. That must be provided for by government through its resources. And where government does not have enough resources, it has to approach the international community to ask for support. But it must demonstrate that it has priority and commitment to meeting that right. And that kind of priority is seen when you look at allocations in the national budget. When you compare the budget for defense, for instance, and the budget for making water provisions to the people of Zimbabwe, these things must be balanced, and there are international benchmarks that indicate how these things must be done.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the issue of water in Zimbabwe. It is something that is really problematic, and some city councils have taken to disconnecting water to residents that are not paying their bills, and residents are arguing that water is their right. And in Bulawayo, the city fathers there want to put prepaid meters, and residents are resisting. Gibbs.
Yes, well, Mnumzana Dube, I guess kulumege ngama we prepaid water meters lawa. Linakwazi ukuthi lingafuni kuyini?
Ama prepaid water meters lawa okwenza singafuni. Okwakuqala, ngathi okwakuqala ngingakakhulu umuntu waye singafuni. Ake ngithi kancane, asithongo ukuthi abantu bangabhadaleli amanzi. Kodwa sithi thina abantu kababhadalele amanzi ngendlela yokuthi babalele amabhili abo, baphiwa amabhili acorrect bese bebhadala-ke. And nxa bengakwanisanga ukubhadala ngesikhathi kumbe ngaleyo nyanga, bayakwanisa ukuthi bakhulumisane nomansipala ukuthi bayabhadala nanjani ngendlela ade kuvele kusetshenzwa ngayo. And leyo into esibona ngani kuthiwa ingasebenza, inga-improve-wa. Ama-prepaid water meter la azakwenza ukuthi usukhuluma lo mtshina kawusakhulumi le council e-understandayo ukuthi lilungelo lakho ukuthi uthole amanzi. Umtshina lwami uyabe usebenza njengokazisa ukuthi amanzi lawo wabhadalaleyo ngaphela uyaquma kuphela, engxa yekuphakathi kwebusuku uphethwe yisisu unjani, amanzi sequmekile awula mali, and imali uyaze uyithola, amatomatisi athengwa ngemkambo uyaze uyayithola engxenye after some days, and uyabe ungela amanzi endlini yakho. Okuthuka kwenzakale ukuthi kungaqhamuka izinto ezinjengemikhuhlane, ngoba uzayithini ingcekeza, uzayathini ama-toilet, uzayathini ama-fruits athengiswayo, ageziswa ngani, abantwana bazabathini abazali, izalukazi leziyana-ke ezingatholi impensheni zazo ziya kuya ngaphi? Umumo welizwe womnotho welizwe kathesi siyawazi sonke, amatitshala ayaxotshwa, abantu bonke bayaxotshwa emakampanini, amakampani avaliwe koBulawayo, avaliwe kwezinye iindawo eZimbabwe, and abantu kabanamsebenzi eqondileyo ukuthi bangabhatalela kumbe bale mali ukuthiwa ibuya mhlaka bani bani bazabhatala ukuthi babhatale ukuthi abalayo leyo mali. Ngalokho-ke sithi thina kuyaqhamuka imikhuhlane, kuyakonakala, and then okunye ukuthi amakansila kobulawayo ukansila wakobulawayo kaconsultanga ama-residents nxa abantu besiya ekhansilini bekhethiwe bathethwe ngabantu and nxa bethatha izinqumo ezinkulu eziqakathekileyo kumele babuyele ebantwini baye batshela abantu ukuthi sinohlupho olungaka ebesicabanga ukuthi i-solution ingaba yileyo linalicabangani abantu babatshele manje ukusubona-ke ama-council minutes lawo akadisemba omunye wabo uthi kibo nxa lifuna ukuthi abantu balalele ukufaka amamita la hambani bebaconsulta so nxa lifuna ukuwafaka lingabaconsulti ngukhansila yena lowo okhethwe ngabantu okhuluma njalo ngalokho thina sikubona ukuthi hhayi kakuhambisani lo mbuso wabantu.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Baba Dube, ungayikatshana ke ubambe khonapho. So he's raising many issues here. He says, you know, they are not directing people not to pay you know, water bills, but what they are saying is people can reach agreements with the city council to settle their bills. But he says their problem with the prepaid water meters is that you know, these are machines and they're too mechanized. So let's say in the middle of the night the machine just cuts off and your water is over. What happens to people there? If you've got maybe a running stomach, you've got a problem. If your tomatoes were not bought the previous day, you don't have money to actually pay for the next kind of water lot. So he says they fear that there could be some diseases that can, you know, cause havoc. And at the same time, he says, what will happen to senior citizens? They're not even getting their pensions. So if ever that happens to them, you know, they're just done. And he says, absolutely, there were no consultations between residents and councillors. So he says this thing is too problematic.
Regeti dzoke kwamuri vamavhinga tisati enda kuvatereri. Asika makanzuro ari kuti haana mari vamavhinga. Nekudaro pakasabhadharwa mari uye Harare yakatorawo chikwereti kubva kuChina uko chiroda kubhadharwa chekugadzirisa nyaya yemvura.
Dambudziko riripo harisi rekushaikwa kwemari. Dambudziko riripo nderekushaikwa kweungwaru hwekuronga urongwa hwekuti mari yemvura inobva kupi. Ndosaka ndataura kuti nyaya haisi yemari iri muhomo yekanzuro kana muhomo yenyika. Nyaya ndeyekuronga zvakanaka kuti ngatigadzirei kuti vana vezimbabwe vaone kodzero yemvura. Ndosekutanga. Chepiri, mari yachona ngaigovewe zvakaringana. Chetatu, uri ngaupedzwa vanhu vari kuba mari ngavasungwe vaende mumajeri. Tinoona kuti kana iyo city council yachona imari dzakawanda zvakadii dziri kubiwa ikoko. Munoona vashandi vecity council mari dzavari kutambira imari rudzi dzakawanda zvakadii. Mari dzangadzikumbirwa nevamahachi vari kudzingwa basa avo makununu emari, asi vanoti vanosheva mari yemvura yenyika. Ndodambudziko riripo. Chetatu ndechekuti tapedza izvozvo, kana nyika yezimbabwe yati haina mari inofanira kukumbira pasi rose kuti ibatsirwe. Vari kuvanobatsira panyaya izvozvo dzekutaanu mvura, asi vanofanira kuonawo kuti zvechokwadi mari iri kushanda nenzira yakatsarukana. Hakusi kubiwa mari vanhu havasingobhadharana pachavo, asi kuti pane kodzero nechinodiwa kuti chiitike.
Tinotenda vamavhinga. Gibbs, rega titore muteereri wedu kutanga. General makadi
ndakasimba
General E ndizvo
ndizvozvo
tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Regai ndipo pfungwa dzangu. Ndinotenda mukoma Jonga nekundipinzawo
muchi. Ndimukoma Blessing.
Ndimukoma Blessing
hongu.
Orit, sorry,
taurai zvenyu. Aiwa, hazvina kuipa.
Orit, ndida kupawo pfungwa dzangu ndichiti tikatarisa dambudziko remvura riri kunzi vanhu vari kumvura nekanzuro. Inini kuona kwangu kwandinoita ndekwekuti handioni kuti kanzuro ine problem ipapo. Nekuti tikatarisa muna 2013 tinoona kuti hurumende yakati vanhu vese vane zvikwereti kumagetsi nekumvura havasisina zvikwereti. Zvikangonyura zvakadaro kanzuro ikasara isina kubhadharwa mari dzayo. Saka zvichiitirwa kampeini yekuti vamwe vazviise mumasimba sekuzviisa kwavakazviita nako, kanzuro ikasara zvakare chitatarisa. Saka iko zvinezvi tinoona kuti kanzuro inofanira kuti iwane mari yayo yaunge ichiwana kubva kuvanhu vasina kubhadhara mvura. Asi pane nyaya ndepekuti ndiani ari kuzovharirwa mvura iyoyo? Zvimwewo zvake here kana kuti ndevanhu vari mugavhumendi vagara vaine zvikwereti zvavo zvavagara vasiri kuda kubhadhara muhurumende? kazi ikwanze kuita kuti vanhu vese vawane mvura zvakare ndiani ari kudzinga achivharirwa mvura yake nekuti tinonyanya kutarisa kuti munhu ari pasi ari kutambudzika nemamiriro akaita ikonomi yedu yezimbabwe munhu hakuna kwaanowana mari zvakanyatozara kuti akwanise kunge achizvibhadharira mvura achiwana mvura mazuva ese saka tinoona kuti anofanirwa kunge achivharirwa mvura wake otherwise ndi ari pasi ari mugovernment achiwa akadaro saka tinonya kuona kuti ipapapo kanzuro haina dambudziko asi ndiani ari kuvharirwa mvura ipanenyaya
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru general e
saka inini nepfungwa dzangu ndinoona kuti hurumende iyo pachi zvayo ndiyo yaifanira kunge ichiongorora kuti vanhu vayo vari mumuhurumende vangava maministers vangava nani vane zvikwereti kumvura kungava kumagesi ivo ndo vanofanira kupesa dambudziko iroro vanhu vari pasi vari kutambudzika vachiiwachiwani vane kodzi rekuti vawane mvura zvakazara
tinotenda zvikuru general e
aiwa ndinotenda ndo pfungwawo dzangu inii
aiwa tinotenda ipfungwa dzakanaka chose
naika
Of course, according to General E, there's also a plenty of blame to spread around.
Yes.
First, he also says that he does not see any problems with the council at all in taking this move because he's saying the water is to be purified and it has to be paid for.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying his problem might come when it comes to who is going to be disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that it's clear that most ministers are owing the council a lot of money. But nothing is done. You know, the water that will be disconnected is that goes to poor residents in high-density suburbs. So he's saying right there, that's where the problem is.
Now, Blessing, let's turn to the Constitution. What does it say? You know, the Zimbabwe Constitution, Chapter 4, Section 77, titled The Right to Food and Water. Every person has the right to A, safe, clean, and potable water, and B, sufficient food, and the state must take responsible or reasonable legislative and other measures within the limits of the resources available to it to achieve the progressive realization of this right. Now, Mr. Mavinga, I think you are quite aware of this provision. So the question is, we have a country where maybe the government is failing to pay most of its civil servants. So how can this be done? You know, because this is a very solid provision for the provision of water, right?
Yes, what is clear on the provision, on the right to water in Section 77, is that government has a clear responsibility as a duty bearer to make water available. And when it talks of progressive steps, what it means is that the government cannot violate the right to water willy-nilly. And the issue of resources is not an excuse or justification for failure to provide the right to water. And as I have highlighted clearly, what needs to be done is to engage with all stakeholders and ensure that at a minimum, all citizens have this right to water.
Are you still there, Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, so, but how do they do it? You know, the government doesn't have money. Let's be honest here, Mr. Mavinga. We may be pushing too far, right?
That is not accurate. That is not true. What is wrong with Zimbabwe is not a lack of resources, but a lack of management of available resources. Endemic corruption that is not reined in and complete mismanagement by the city council.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Before we go to the next caller, let's just read what some of our listeners and viewers are sending on our WhatsApp app. But of course, for those of you who want to access live talk, we are on 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. And of course, to join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. Mm-hmm. And we'll call you back. Just quickly on WhatsApp, Gibbs, we have Mnyaradzi who says, Tenants pay for water. is urging the tenants to tenants pay for water, refuse and rental charges, but I believe the landlords use that money to cater for other needs. If at the end city council fails to deliver, we cry foul, forgetting that we are the ones to blame. For the council to operate at full capacity and see to it that everyone has access to clean and safe water, I believe we should pay up. Boyd says, this ruling is unfair. It infringes on the people's right to access water. If one does not, I, for one, do not believe in the judiciary system or the courts in Zimbabwe. They do not make independent decisions. There's a lot of political interference. That's Boyd there. Texon says, ish, very bad indeed. Brighton says High Court ya Zimbabwe inengeza anupiye futi inga tendere jakada ro. And then we have Fore who says to disconnect water over unpaid bills is useless because there is no water. People are relying on bowls. Interesting.
Very interesting indeed. So on Facebook, we've got some messages too. One is from Apele Maposa who says nothing is for mahala in this world. Everybody is paying a price. If they need water, they must pay as others do. Complaining will not get them anywhere, especially in Zimbabwe. Bantu. That's what he says, you know. Then about Shorai, you know, you are always laughing at my Shona.
Yeah.
Today I'll try. Listen to this. Korerino muchadzidza zvakawanda.
Oh, yes. I got it.
What's the video?
Wadzidza. This year, you know, we are going to learn a lot of things.
That's what Shorai all said, you know. And then Foster just says, Moken is more. I think he wanted to slogan here.
Indeed.
That's Mr. Moken Chongrai's slogan, indeed, right? And then Oscar writes, pay for water, period. So I think people really agree that people should pay.
Yeah,
you cannot have things for mahala.
Yeah, yeah, people are divided, I think, what you are reading. Mixed reactions. Tinava garapo variparunari, makadi. Aiwa, isu tiripo zvedu zvemuto wakumwaka oma kumwe munyoro. Tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu ndedzokuti izvo isisu takuonoserwa ndicho adhari vemuno muZimbabwe. Asi tikova patichataomeserwa vanhu havakuona here kuti kwemakambani kana achizvarwa imhosva yani? Hati imhosva yehurumende yekutadza kutonga kwehurumende. Ko isisu tavhariwa makambani abasa hatina noitakutangobva mari yacho tiyavanaitekuterera mvura kutiwane mvura kutiwaona kuti hurumende ndeyakumbika yopuwa mhosva hurumende noti kupa vagari. Vagari isisu taita sei? Vanhu havana chikoro, isisu mvura hatina. Takavharwa mvura, vana chikoro havana, zvokudya hatina, mabasa akavharwa, makambani akavharwa. Kuvhara kwemakambani imhosva yevagari vemuno munhingi muZimbabwe kana kuti imhosva yehurumende yekutadza kutonga kwehurumende?
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vagarapo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda zvikuru. You heard what Mr. Garapo says there. He says people are losing jobs every day. How do you expect them to settle their bills? Makes no sense, according to him.
Oh, yes. Utisizeke mnumzana undaba lapha sokuqhumayini. Baba ndaba unga unjani? Yeah, ukuphi umango lapho?
And Mr. Dube and Mr. Mavinga, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. You can also follow this program later on our Facebook page. We'll post it. And we are also on YouTube.
This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.